Greetings, Internet! I am Ken from the Computer Clan, and today is Windows 10 Day. I'm going to give you a demo of Windows 10. We won't be able to cover everything, but we should be able to cover a lot. And near the end of this video, I will also have an FAQ segment that will address some of the frequent questions that I receive. One of the goals with Windows 10 is it's supposed to be a unified system. It will run on many devices, and it will have a new update model with smaller, more frequent updates, and it will have a unified store. So we'll take a look at some of these things as we go through. So here's the lock screen. Let's just slide that right up. And we're brought to the new login screen. Looks very cool. And with Windows Hello and compatible hardware, you can actually use your face and facial recognition to unlock the computer. So that's pretty cool too. So let's sign into the demo here. And as you will notice, we have this beautiful taskbar down here. You'll see some new icons as well. And the start menu is back. So as you can see, I can have my programs here, my file explorer, my settings, and my tiles here if I want. And if I don't want the tiles, I can just right click and unpin them. So they're optional. You don't need to keep them there. If I want to see all of my apps, I just click all apps and I'm brought to this alphabetical list. And as a shortcut, I can actually click on these little headers here and I get brought to this dial pad. So if I want to jump right to the letter T, I can click T and now there's my software with T, V, W, etc. The start menu still has search capabilities. So if I want to search for an app like the People app, I can do that, but it also provides me with settings and web suggestions. If I right click on the taskbar, I have some shortcut options. I can actually have the search show up as a box, but to save space, I like to have it show up just as a simple icon. You'll also notice that the start menu has some translucency. This is also the same with things like the taskbar here, and even the new Action Center, which can provide notifications and quick access to certain settings. And the default color is black, and it looks really nice on a lot of monitors because of black bezels. But if you want, you can change these settings. So in the start menu, you can click the settings button, and you can click on personalization. So if you'd like, you can change the colors using the colors button here. And I can say show color. And now I can actually change to this blue, for example. I can even open up the legacy control panel, which is still there, and modify theme settings. I can have the system automatically pick that blue color based on my wallpaper, or I can choose my own color if I wish. So I can choose this pink if I want, or I can go back to the blue, I can have it do it automatically, or just turn off the color and have a nice black look. So, as you can see, I'm now back to my black, and I have that nice translucency going on. A new item you may notice in the taskbar is this button right here. This is the task view, which allows me to get a bird's eye view of all of my open windows, and I can just easily switch to them. The task view area also lets me add virtual desktops, so if I want to put more windows in a separate desktop, I can do so. So when I'm in this view, let's say I want the store to be in a separate desktop, I can just drag it in there and now it's separate from my other windows. And I can close them just like this. I can also close windows right from here. So one issue with Windows 8 was a lot of these modern apps or Windows Store apps ran in full screen, but now when you're on a typical PC setup, they actually all run in a window so I can use them like typical Win32 applications. However, if you're on a tablet, the system can adjust to that. You can even switch it over manually in the Action Center. So if I open up the Action Center, I can choose a button that says Tablet Mode. And now everything will go into full screen mode, and I even have a convenient back button right here. So if I'm going through my settings, for example, and I'm like, okay, I'm done, I want to go back, I just press the back arrow. That's really nice in a touch interface like a tablet. My start screen is now a screen here. It's not just the typical menu. It turns full screen for easy access on a tablet. And I still have the convenient task view. And as you'll see, everything will automatically adjust to that full screen interface. When I'm done with tablet view, or if I plug in a mouse and keyboard, I can get my options to go back to my typical Windows setup. So I can turn this off, and boom, everything goes back into Windows. I can drag them around freely, just like in a typical system. Snapping windows is also a little bit different. I can now actually snap into a corner of the screen if I wish. And when I snap into the half side of the screen right there, the other side of the screen goes into the task view. And when I choose another window, it automatically snaps it for me. The Windows Store is not just an app store anymore. It's full of content. So sure, I can search for apps. I can get featured content here. I can even have a separate games category up if I wish. but all of the media is now grouped into here. That includes music and movies and TV. So if I want to look up a movie, let's say Inside Out, one of my personal favorite films, I can select it and order it from here. It's not available yet, but I can still buy the stuff right from here. It's available for pre-order. So having that all in one store is really nice, so you don't have to jump around between different applications to get the stuff you want to purchase. So now let's take a look at some built-in apps. There's some nice changes with how media is managed. So for example, if I want to play a video, I can open it up in the typical Windows Media Player if I wish, but I can also open it in the new Movies and TV application. As you can see, I have these nice controls here, and it just works really nice. I can also scrub. Very nice. You also notice if I move my cursor away, the controls will fade away. The music app also got updated. So we can have our albums here, artists, songs, any purchased content can show up in here. And I also want to mention one of the new things Microsoft is doing with their interface designs is that they have this collapsible hamburger menu or sidebar right here. You'll see this throughout a lot of the modern style applications. Also, a lot of these apps have support for a light theme and a dark theme. So look for that if you'd like. The light theme is nice, but I prefer dark. But here's what the light looks like, and here's what the dark looks like. And let's say we want to play a song. We can get our song list right there. And when we play, we just have our controls on the bottom of the screen, just like that. And when I press shop, I'm brought immediately to the Windows Store and the music tab. Another example of an app redesign is weather. So let's say I get a city here. Let's just do Montreal. As you can see, I get my weather here, and I also get this hourly graph here, which is pretty nice, and there's a nice little parallax scrolling in the background there. So a pretty comprehensive built-in weather app. The Photos application is also very beautiful, and we showed off some of this in our last demo, so I'm not going to go too much into the new features here, but I just want to let you know, look for some of these new apps. In fact, when you install Windows 10, it will even tell you that there's these new apps available. The interface is slick. Again, it has that light and dark theme. There's sharing options built right in here. And there's some nice editing features as well. And again, we have this collapsed sidebar here, but if I press the hamburger menu button, it will expand everything so I can see the labels. Let's say I want to change settings. So that's a quick look at the Photos app and some of the other beautiful redesigned apps inside of Windows 10. Gaming on Windows 10 is also quite different. For starters, you can stream Xbox One games from your console to your Windows 10 PC. There's a game DVR setting as well. That's under the game DVR setting. The game bar can be opened up using the Windows key G shortcut, and you can also do screenshots and start and stop your own recording. As a fun note, this bar actually shows up in other applications. So I can say, yes, this is a game. And I can actually get recording, my settings, and my screenshots right from here. And then there's my screenshot saved. And there's my screenshot. So as you can see, it works for more than just games. It works with a lot of things across the system. So all of these items are just saved into your videos folder under the captures folder. Windows is trying to make syncing with other devices easier. So I can use the Phone Companion app to set up a Windows phone, an Android phone, even an iPhone or iPad to manage information and files between my Windows 10 PC and my other devices. Another big feature in Windows 10 is Cortana. Cortana is Microsoft's digital assistant. For anyone who has used Siri or something like Google Now, this is similar. A note, you need a Microsoft account to use this feature, and it only works in the US as of now, but more country support is coming soon. So as you can see, the tip screen provides some information and at a glance news and updates, even tips as to what Cortana can do. I can talk to Cortana or I can type. So if I want to say something like set an alarm, let's say I need to get up early, I can say set an alarm and click set an alarm, and then it will let me choose my times. So that's pretty nice. I can type. But I can also talk. I just click the microphone. Set an alarm for 9 a.m.
I set an alarm for 9 a.m.
So there you go. We now have that alarm set. I can do other things like, what did Microsoft stock close at?
Microsoft closed at 46.29, up 2.10% today.
I can also ask, what do you think of Siri?
I think it's cool that she's out there trying to make people's lives a little easier.
That's pretty nice. But you can also see we can get more results on Bing as well. There's also a setting called Hey Cortana. So when I'm inside of the system here, I can go to my notebook here, go to settings, and I can turn that on. If I don't like it, I can turn it off. So when it's on, Cortana is going to be listening for my voice. So let's say I'm working around the system here, and it's getting late, and I need to set an alarm. Hey Cortana, set an alarm for 7 a.m.
Okay, your alarm is set for 7 a.m.
And now you'll see we were able to use Cortana without even having to type and press any other buttons. It just works by itself. The last new app I want to show off is Edge. This is the replacement to Microsoft's Internet Explorer browser. But before anyone may freak out, if you're still an Internet Explorer user, that's fine. There's still Internet Explorer built in for legacy purposes. In fact, in the menu here, you can actually open a page with Internet Explorer and it will pull up the old Win32 application. So here we are running Edge, and we have that dark theme enabled, as you can see. I have a unified search bar up here. So let's say I wanted to search up some stock information, like Microsoft stock. I can get that right here through the Bing search. I can also perform a full Bing search query. So if I want to search the Computer Clan, I can search my history, but I can also get suggestions and a top hit. So if I click that, I'm brought to the search page here on Bing. So here's our website. Here's our YouTube channel. As you can see, it works pretty great. Another feature of Edge is the integration of Cortana through these contextual menus. So I can actually right-click and ask Cortana something based on a selection. So if I make a selection, like MST3K, I can say Ask Cortana from the right-click menu, and a Cortana result will show up in the sidebar right here. Edge also has native PDF support and a new reader view. As you can see by this animated book, it lets me know that there's a reading view available. So if you're on a long article or a long web page, you can click it and it simplifies the view into something that's a little more friendly and legible if you just want to get right at the information in a clean presentation. Let's say I'm reading an article for an incredibly important test coming up. Yes, this is the subject I am studying. I can actually make markup. This notes button brings me to like a OneNote style interface where I can actually highlight things. I can make clippings, add annotations, and it does work with the pen interface. I don't have a tablet, so I can't draw on here, but that is built in. So I hope you enjoyed this demo of Windows 10. It's looking pretty good. So far, I've liked what I've seen, and we'll be getting to that FAQ segment really soon. But first, I have a little announcement. If you are subscribed to the Computer Clan, I recommend clicking the little gear next to the subscribe button. This will allow you to receive instant mobile and or email notifications from us whenever we upload new content. This also works on the mobile YouTube app. Just tap the bell button. Because demo videos like this are just the beginning. The Computer Clan creates cartoons, comedy videos, movie riffing videos, and so much more. We'd love to have you back with us in the future to enjoy more great stuff. All right, now back to the FAQ. Is Windows 10 free? Yes, it is free on certain conditions. If you are a Windows 7 or 8.1 user and you upgrade within the first year, you get it for free. Now, when you upgrade, that doesn't mean it will expire after a year. That's just the window for you to upgrade in. Once you upgrade and you qualify, you keep the system. Can Cortana be disabled? Yes, it can. In fact, I'm not signed in with a Microsoft account on this demo, so I can't even use it. But you can turn it off. As you can see right in the settings here, I can turn Cortana off. People do ask, will my software work with Windows 10? For what I've tested, my stuff works fine so far. But remember, it's a pretty big change in the system, but a major developer is going to want to support the software, so they most likely have a patch or an update available. I wish I can give you more of a straight answer for that, but I'm not the developer. There's so many variables to consider. The question I get the most is, when I upgrade, will Windows 10 delete my files? It will not. And if you want, you can do a clean install, but for simplicity, I like to just run an upgrade, and then none of my files are deleted. But I will also mention, when you upgrade, there will be a backup folder, and that has taken up quite a bit of space. That's for backup purposes. I'm not sure if this is known by many consumers, but if you don't need this backup folder, feel free to delete it and get some space back. If you go to the PC in your Explorer window here, and you right-click on the disk and go to Properties, you get an option for disk cleanup, and that can help delete some of the junk files from your system. Another question that I want to address is Google Calendar. It is actually built into the Calendar app. I don't use the calendar stuff in Windows, but you can now integrate Google Calendar right inside of there. In fact, there's a lot of nice account templates right here. And as you can see, Google is right there. So thank you for watching this demo of Windows 10. If you want to share your opinion about Windows 10, feel free to do that in the comments below. Just keep it clean. And if you have questions, if you want to know anything, feel free to ask. We're here to help. But I'm just going to say, our demos have been getting a lot of hits lately. I mean millions of hits. So we get a lot of questions. So if I don't respond right away, don't freak out. I'll try to get to your question. Hey, sometimes the community comes by and helps me out. So feel free to ask questions. We're here to help. We want to make sure you're comfortable before you upgrade. And no, I don't work for Microsoft or anything. I'm just a guy doing my demo. So thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the not too distant future. Hey, do you want to see our new comedy series? If you do, you can watch episode 2 right here. Perhaps you want to see our Anime Central cosplay music video. If so, you can click right here. What did the stock Yum close at? Oh, I pulled up a Google search. It's a Bing search. Excuse me, force of habit. What is the Yum brand stock? Whoops. What is the Yum stock? Not the Young. I don't know. This might need work. And then there's my screenshot saved. If I click on it, it will bring me to the app. And there's my screenshot. And I can save this later if I want, or I can share. And it crashes. Oh, shoot. let's do that again. What did the Dow close at? You're supposed to display that inside the...
I set an alarm for 10 a.m.
There we go. So now I have that alarm if I want. It says, try set my alarm for 7:10 a.m. No, I'm not waking up that early. Hell no. You kidding? 10's even early for me.